Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is another audio on the Venus-Sun conjunction when Venus is in the long underworld lasting 60 to 90 days, the phase of the cycle where literally in the Venus story, Inanna, the cosmological telling of Inanna, she has been killed by her sister Ereshkigal and hung up on a meat hook and just left there to rot. And so it's the literal death, the full, you know, experience of going into the death mysteries. And ultimately becoming a master of death, because Inanna, as I mentioned in an earlier audio, Inanna is choosing to go into this experience. She's making a conscious choice to embrace the death mysteries, to die to who she believes herself to be so she can be reborn into and empowered into who more fully who she is really is. So whatever the distortions are that have been around that, she goes through a process of releasing all of that on her way into the underworld. And then in the underworld journey goes through the deconstruction of her old self so that a new construction can happen. And it actually happens with the sun, with the light, with the source. So I was contemplating this whole process as Venus was in the underworld recently, in my own Venus return cycle. And the at the time with the sun-moon conjunction near the new moon, when Venus was with the sun and moon, I found that I was tuning into my Venus underworld journey and realizing that I had been forgetting that Venus was in the underworld. I was forgetting that that this process was happening. And I think that's part of the death process. So in a way I was kind of going, huh, maybe that's a good thing. But I had my moment of judgment because I was also forgetting to meditate. I was forgetting to stay centered. I was forgetting to be with what is. I was forgetting to be kind and gentle with myself. I was going into a lot of self-judgment. And so as I noticed that, it gave me an opportunity to just be with that and to not judge the fact that I was judging myself big and to allow myself to be in the process. So I took myself outside and I sat with the sun, and it happened to be on a day when the sun was, there was a lot of clouds and the clouds were moving very fast. And so the disk of the sun was disappearing and reappearing, and it kept dimming and becoming completely covered and not visible. And then it would reappear or just be kind of the shadow, in the clouds. And then, I was just having this whole experience around this, the shadow of that was crossing over the sun, that kept crossing over the sun, and how the light would reappear. So it was this play of light and shadow. And there were moments where I felt completely warm and, you know, illuminated by the light. And I was thinking about how it was going in my underworld process. Like, there were times where I was feeling really supported. And then there were times when I was feeling really lost in the in my own shadow judgments that I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't being conscious enough. I wasn't making good enough choices. So I found myself also, realizing that, when we're looking at the concept of, being enlightened or conscious or more aware or, you know, raising our conscious awareness, that it's really coming from a place, it really arises from a place where we are no longer in judgment or resistance to anything in our human experience. It's kind of like taming the inner critic. So even when the inner critic may raise its voice and start judging, it's like not being resistant to that judgment either. And so that's kind of an interesting paradox. So as the you know, as I was going through this process, I was realizing that my opportunity was to just be with whatever was happening for me. And even if I found myself in judgment, to allow myself to be with that rather than judging the judgment, resisting the resistance. If I was feeling resistant, to just allow myself to feel that. So what I was realizing was that this shadow, this play of light and shadow that was happening with the clouds going over the sun, with Venus in the underworld, appearing and disappearing, you know, the sun appearing and disappearing, but Venus being with the sun, so not visible, really, she was joining her light with the light of the sun. Her brilliance was being connected to the brilliance of the sun, the source, and that the sun really outshines Venus, outshines me as a personal, you know, sort of being, and that when I can join my energy with that source, be connected, be at one with, at one-ment with that brilliant source of light, and know that that's what's supporting everything I do. That's what's informing my experience. That was just this sort of brilliant moment. And of course, I didn't hang on to it or maintain it fully, but I wanted to share that as something that can happen, that when we take time to be with the Venus underworld journey, these insights can come through. And that when Venus is willing to fully give herself to the darkness and emerge into the light of life through the sun. And then, you know, I was thinking about the new moon, the dark of the moon is reborn as the crescent moon, and that there's a fusion of a double spiral, a vortex, you know, the sun and the moon and the and Venus all coming together, that there's, you know, there's all these metaphors that were coming up for me, like the winds of dissolution that dissolves what's ever in this world. And, you know, everything is constantly changing. There's nothing that stays the same. Death and rebirth happens in every moment. But it also takes us to the still point, this place of bliss where we have a sense of union that really transcends all these opposites, the light and shadow, the light and the dark coming together, the dark of the moon, but it's the light of the sun. and it's about being in the moment without trying to figure out what's next, without trying to come up with what's going to be the next thing, but just being really present in the moment with that. And of course, that can only be something that we cultivate over time, and we may find ourselves able to be very present in a moment and then, you know, start thinking about what's next. And that's okay too, as long as we are conscious that that's what we're doing and that we're making the choice to do that. And well, that, you know, when we become conscious of that, it can say, okay, this is what I'm choosing to do. Then we're in a more conscious process. I also had the opportunity to read in the Book of Secrets by Osho, who talked about becoming so absorbed in the present moment by following the breath in and out, that when we do that, when we're like just conscious of the breath, taking time to be conscious of the breath, the in-breath, the out-breath, that sometimes suddenly without warning, we become aware that there's a gap or a transcendent place between the breaths. And if we try to become aware of that, it doesn't necessarily happen. But when we allow ourselves to just be with the breath and then, you know, it suddenly just happens on its own, that's a place of surrender and also a place of bliss. And it's from that place of just allowing, surrendering, being in acceptance that this happens, that when we're grasping or trying to make it happen, that doesn't usually get us there. So part of the opportunity with Venus in the underworld, Venus with the sun, with the source, is to be in a place of surrender, a place of acceptance, a place of allowing, and then just seeing what happens as a result. We don't know. It's like in that place of surrender, we're not really in control of the experience. And sometimes it's not something we can even consciously do, is to say, okay, I'm surrendered. But we can definitely have the intent of working with the process of surrender.